I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Let's Talk SOC, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by SecureWorks, a leader in cybersecurity, empowering security and IT teams worldwide to accelerate effective security operations. Joining me today is Marcel Lee, Senior Security Researcher and Emerging Threats Lead at SecureWorks. Welcome, Marcel. So great to have you with us today.
Well, thanks, Hillary. I'm delighted to be here.
So to start off, Marcel, do you want to tell us a little bit about your role at SecureWorks?
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned my title, and I'm part of a group called the Counter Threat Unit at SecureWorks, which is a team of about 100 security researchers. We have a lot of amazing talent, lots of people working hard behind the scenes to sort of, you know, drive all our threat intel findings and whatnot. And my role there is one of those researchers, of course. And I do a lot of research onto different, like, cyber campaigns, lots on the cyber crime side of the house because it is so very prevalent. And I also cover basically what we call rest of the world. So we have leads for the big four countries, like, say, North Korea, Russia, China, Iran. So the rest of the world is mine, and there is threat activity in the rest of the world. So it's kind of a big area to cover, but it is interesting because it's always something new, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also, I'm an adjunct professor at a couple of different universities. I love giving back to the community, so that's one way that I do it. And I also volunteer for a number of different organizations, you know, on like the board level. So Women's Society of Cyberjitsu is one of those, which is a diversity-centric organization. And I'm also on the board of InfraGuard, which is like the FBI public-private alliance, and a couple of other groups as well. I don't need to give you a whole laundry list, but
well, it's nice. It's fun listening to what you're a part of. That's really important, and I'm glad that you're able to do that in addition to your role. That's really awesome.
Yeah, well, it's nice. SecureWorks definitely supports that kind of outreach within the community. So that's always a driving factor for me when I'm looking at an organization, you know, to join them. It's like, do they support? So,
yeah. Yeah, completely. So important. Feels more important now somehow, but that's great. Yeah. Great to hear. Yeah. And so you mentioned some of those countries that you kind of work with and monitor and things like that. And we've witnessed the rampant growth of ransomware amidst other types of cyber attacks, sure, but throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, ransomware has certainly risen to the top. And so drawing from your expertise, Marcel, what do you think enterprises can do to prevent breaches and or, I suppose, minimize impact should one happen?
So there's a few different things that I would say around that. You're absolutely right about the growth of ransomware. We are seeing, in particular, the rise of name and shame, which I'm sure you've covered before or come across, but basically where the threat actors are not only encrypting the victim's files, but also exfiltrating data from the organization and holding it for hostage and having that extra leverage basically to pay a ransom. So that's something that we've seen so much of over the past year and a half or so, I'd say. And we actually track at SecureWorks the number of victims that are listed on like these leak sites, which is what we call where the threat actors post the information. And we are tracking like about 3,000 victims of naming and shaming as of now. So it's huge. So with this, I will get on a little bit of a soapbox that one of my favorite soapboxes. I have more than one, of course, but I always caution organizations, you know, they worry so much about what's coming into the network, but they don't always pay a lot of attention to what's going out of their network. And, you know, being aware of this data being exfiltrated would be certainly helpful because you could notice it and stop it, figure out, you know, why data is leaving your network. But that's something that perhaps is easier said than done. And we don't actually see that happen that frequently in terms of it being detected and stopped. And one of the things with regard to like prevention or minimization is when we talk about ransomware, we're typically referring to post-intrusion ransomware. So that just basically means that the threat actor has been in your network for some period of time, right? And that could be days, months, even years sometimes. And so there's various activities that they're performing while they're in your network before they do, you know, the actual ransomware encryption part. And the activity at each of those phases is quite distinctive and can definitely be, you know, observed and hopefully mitigated. So it's, you know, basically from how do they initially get into your network to what they're doing in terms of discovering your network, lateral movement and that kind of stuff. And then the network component. So, you know, if they're exfiltrating data, then there's going to be these network communications to a threat actor controlled server, or they're using services such as like Megasync or Arclone. And neither one of those are malicious in and of themselves, but they are frequently used by threat actors. So there's lots of different activities that are happening that can be detected and hopefully thwarted.
And so to build on that, are there any common precursors or potential indicators that an organization has been breached that perhaps they don't know to be looking out for?
Yeah. So one of the things that we see very commonly, and when I say we see, SecureWorks has an incident response practice, and we do hundreds and hundreds of incident response engagements. So a lot of our data is coming from that. So we are like definitely tails of the trenches, right? We see this stuff all the time. So one of the things that is a pretty strong indicator is if you see any kind of like credential theft in your network, and like Mimikatz, for example, is a very popular tool, easily signatured. Another thing that is a really strong indicator is if there's scripts running in your environment that are encoded in any way, shape, or form. So like one thing that we see quite a lot of, for example, is PowerShell scripts running, and the actual script part is encoded, usually like base64 or something like that. This is not something that like an admin would typically do in their environment, because there's no reason to encode scripts. Right. But if you have this happening in your environment, like that's a really strong indicator that that's threat actor activity. So there's lots of different things like that. And then also just the presence of various like offensive security tools. Cobalt Strike, of course, is hugely used by threat actors, and it is a perfectly legitimate tool. It's just, you know, like many tools are also used for evil purposes or nefarious purposes. But, you know, having a good feel for what should be running in your environment and who should be running it, right? So if you have like somebody who's not like an admin type person running Cobalt Strike, that would definitely be a red flag to me, right? So there's all sorts of different things for sure. And then of course the data exfiltration thing, being aware of that, like I talked about earlier.
Right, absolutely. And Marcel, if an organization has suffered a breach, which so many have been and will continue to suffer, from your perspective, what are the best practices that they can engage in to help minimize that impact?
Yeah, so I mean, if the threat actor is in, it really goes back to those different phases that I was talking about, and just detecting the behavior before it turns into a full-blown ransomware attack. And this is very doable. Usually I spread doom and gloom because I talk about all these bad things that happen to organizations, but they don't have to, right? So
sure.
So with you know, certain mitigating measures and like having network and endpoint detection tools, staying current on the threat landscape, keeping up to date with patches and that sort of thing. These are all things that organizations can do that will help, you know, mitigate the threat actor activity. And I would say implementation of multi-factor authentication is probably our number one recommendation in terms of what we tell, you know, clients who have experienced some sort of breach to do, because it does really thwart, oh my God, it has really stopped the threat actors. And essentially, ransomware is still very much a crime of opportunity. It's not necessarily targeted, although certainly the threat actors are going after larger organizations just so they can get bigger ransoms. Right. But it's still pretty opportunistic. So, you know, if a threat actor has a choice between an organization that does have like multi-factor authentication implemented and one that doesn't, then they're going to go for the one that doesn't, right? Because it's just easier to get in. And then also sometimes the threat actors that are actually, you know, doing the ransomware bit of it are not the ones that did the initial intrusion, because some threat actors will do the initial intrusion and then sell that access to other threat actors. So you might actually have like more than one group of cyber criminals in your environment. But still, you know, the tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs, are fairly consistent across all these different ones.
Excellent. Well, Marcel, your expertise certainly has shown through in this conversation. So just thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and share that with us and talk about ransomware and what's going on further. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Let's Talk SOC is brought to you by SecureWorks, a leader in cybersecurity, empowering security and IT teams worldwide to accelerate effective security operations by continuously neutralizing the expanding range and attack surface of cyber threats. With their cloud-native security analytics platform, Taegis, they dynamically collect, correlate, and interpret security data gathered across your IT ecosystem. To learn more about our sponsor, visit SecureWorks.com. And for more episodes like this, visit us at cybercrime.radio.